with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Lusaka City Council raises alarm over rising public smoking. Chirundu's Katobola residents are sharing water with our animals. And in African news, hunt are underway for Benin coup plotters as two hostages are reportedly freed. Good afternoon. It is Tuesday, the 9th of December, 2025. And to present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has warned that it will take a stern action against individuals found smoking in public places, citing growing concern over the increasing disregard for regulations aimed at protecting the public from second-hand smoke. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has told Kumbon Radio News that the council has observed a surge in people smoking in unrestricted areas, a trend that she describes as both unlawful and harmful to the public. She says this conduct is not only dangerous to bystanders, but is also prohibited under the local government prohibition over smoking public places, statutory instrument number 39/2008. Ms. Mwamba has explained that the law provides for penalties, including fines or imprisonment, for anyone found smoking in public areas.
The increasing trend of smoking in public spaces, which poses significant health risks to bystanders, this conduct is harmful and is prohibited under the local government statutory instrument number 39/2008. Any individual found smoking in a public place is liable to prosecution and may face a fine or imprisonment. The council also observes with dismay the rise in shishi smoking, especially among teenagers and young adults in nightclubs. Shisha, though often perceived as harmless, is equally detrimental to health and contributes to the growing public health challenge. Lusaka City Council appeals to the general public to adhere to the guidelines on smoking and also report any incident of public smoking.
Residents of Katobola village in Chirundu district of Southern Province have bemoaned the lack of boreholes in the area, a situation that has forced them to share water sources with animals. Speaking to a Kumbon Radio News crew that visited the village, the residents revealed that the entire community depends on one borehole, which is failing to meet the needs of the growing population. The residents further highlighted another challenge, where both people and livestock share water from the same borehole. They explained that although the animals are supposed to drink from a nearby dam, the water body has become unsafe as it is infested with crocodiles that have been attacking and killing livestock. Due to this threat, the villagers have resorted to allow their animals to drink from the only borehole available in order to prevent losing them to crocodiles. However, the residents noted that the water from the borehole is not sufficient to cater for both humans and animals, forcing the livestock to return to the crocodile-infested dam in search of more water.
I'm going to go to the house.
Zion Christian Center Church has launched a cleanup exercise in the Lusaka's Central Business District CBD, aimed at demonstrating practical Christian values while glorifying God through community service. The initiative, conducted over the weekend, saw church members sweeping the Central Business District of Lusaka and engaging members of the public with messages of hope as part of their evangelism efforts. Speaking to Kombon Radio News that found the group cleaning, Tahonga Nyerenda, a member of Zion Christian Center, has said the program is expected to be extended to surrounding communities as part of the church's broader outreach mission. Ms. Nyerenda explained that the activity is meant to inspire behavioral change and remind people that Christians must lead by example through good works.
Volunteers that are just doing the cleanup in Central Business Park. So are just cleaning in order to just show the Christian actions that we can portray. Just like the Bible tells us to say, let your light shine before men so that they may, as they see your good work, they may glorify God who is in heaven. So this act of just cleaning in the business center is just showing the actions that us as Christians can do so that when others see it, they can glorify God who is in heaven. So this is why we're just doing this whole cleanup here in the business center. And as we're doing that, we're also doing evangelism and all just to call a lot of people to come and know God and know the revealed word.
And speaking at the same event, Joseph Sabwika, one of the instructors overseeing the exercise, says the church is committed not only to preaching the gospel, but also to promoting hygiene and cleanliness in public spaces. Mr. Sabwika has stressed that people deserve to live in clean environments, adding that cleanliness reflects godly values, saying God does not dwell in unclean places.
We've put out this day for the clinic, the cleaning event, where we need to show the action of light. So we don't just teach the word, but we also do the cleanup in all the areas so that we can attract more people to come. So this is about, yeah, so actually wanted, the reason being we are starting with this place, it is because since we have the surrounding people around here, so mainly they usually see us inside, but they don't see us cleaning or doing other stuff. So that's the reason why we've chosen this place. But in the coming days, we'll also go in other areas that are yet to be planned.
A small-scale farmer from Mukushi's Wusepebele area, Obayun Mukanaka, has raised concerns over the exclusion of local farmers from government development programs. He said that residents in the area feel overlooked, while similar support is reportedly reaching other communities. Speaking on behalf of the local farmers, Mr. Mukanaka explained that despite actively engaging in gardening, they have not received any assistance from the government. He noted that the lack of support is discouraging for those working hard to produce food and sustain their livelihoods. He called on the Ministry of Agriculture to visit Wusepebele and see the situation firsthand. Mr. Mukanaka further urged authorities to ensure that aid is directed to farmers who are actively cultivating their gardens rather than being given to those not involved in farming.
Kuma gardeni munchende ya bupensebere na myanshi nombe kile kika cha kweva ti ili kule isako ubuya ntanshi kubu kuma gardeni tule ufaya kwa ifuma fertilizer ya kupera kupa kuma gardeni nomba tule dabu kweva ti fertilizer ile ya kubantu aba shirima ama gardeni abantu aba shakwa tapo na mendungu abantu bakweva ti January to December, bareri mama garden, bareto la lafamushiko kushikisha, ama cabbage, ama repu, ama green beans, kabare kwata kuririe shuko, ya kukwata kuri ya mufundo, eo bale poka wama garden. So nevo kukombetela kwa ndiku wa kweba, sana patulore sheko, ava chiputuluwa, ava agriculture, ava repera kwe mufundo, iyo ya ama garden.
We now have our current business rate.